Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches blossom to the goddess's vision of love. I'm recording this near Valentine's Day, the day of love. Many people, when they think of love and witches, they think of love potions and spells and doing things to people that they may not want. But in this episode, we're going to talk about what really happens. I have 3 insights for you. The first one is, discover goddess's vision of love. Here's a quote from Doreen Valiente, writing in the voice of the goddess. For mine is the ecstasy of the spirit, and mine also is joy on earth. For my law is love unto all beings. And she continues to say, I am the gracious goddess who gives the gift of joy unto the heart. These quotes reveal that the goddess's vision of love is a gift. So, as you can see, the goddess's version of love is so much different than just love spells and things that people think witches do. The goddess's vision of love doesn't have anything to do with pushing people around or trapping people. And now our second insight. Help yourself to be healthy so you can approach other people in a healthy way. A number of definitions of love emphasize sacrificing oneself. So when I'm talking about not being healthy, I'm talking about not being able to get enough sleep or not being able to eat properly because of your partner. So an example of this would be you're trying to reduce the amount of dessert you have in a week. That doesn't mean that you have to have dessert when you are with your partner. So remember, love is a gift, not a death sentence. It's a gift that you can both enjoy. It's not something that where someone gives and gives and doesn't receive anything in return, or that they give of themselves so much that they sacrifice their health. A gift given freely is not about getting to the point of sacrificing and then becoming miserable. The problem with letting yourself become miserable is that you can resent the person or even send bad energy to them without even knowing it. On some level inside, you may even become angry. All of this is unhealthy. For love to be a gift, you need to take extra care of both you and your partner. During this Valentine season, I can share with you an opportunity in which you can love yourself. You can do that by having your choice of my online courses. One of them is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. And the other course is Goddess Style Weight Loss. Whether you're wanting relief from depression or to get healthier and lighter, these online courses are available at udemy.com. That's UDEMY.com. You can look me up by my name, Moonwater Silverclaw. These courses can be a great gift to yourself. And in this episode, we've been talking about taking care of yourself so you can be kinder and have a better connection with people you love. And now our third insight. Explore the idea as long as love lasts. So the idea is that when you get married, which we call hand fasting, you'll notice that there's a big difference between regular religion and our spiritual way of looking at marriage. The mainstream idea of marriage is being shackled to somebody for the rest of your life and beyond. Whereas in Wicca, we talk about as long as love lasts. We have an appreciation of seasons, and some relationships may only last a season. That doesn't mean that you won't find love again, but it means that it was meant for a finite time, and you're not trying to force it to be longer. Love as a gift supports each partner and allows them freedom to grow. And it can be true that some people just grow in different directions. I'm not emphasizing short relationships. In fact, I'm with my partner nearly 20 years. Still, neither one of us is forcing it. We're together because our love supports each of us to grow. Love is not a life sentence. Love can be a supportive journey. And now I will summarize. Number 1, discover the goddess's vision of love. Number 2, help yourself to be healthy so you can approach other people in a healthy way. And number 3, explore the idea, as long as love lasts. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at goddesshasyourback.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.